is Siren FM.
You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. My name's Kai Valentine and this is Legends on Siren FM. Every week we take a different legend from the music industry and pay tribute to them by showcasing their original tracks alongside the story of their rise to iconic status. This week we are paying tribute to the one and only ABBA. You can give your thoughts throughout the show by texting us on 07797 800 716 or tweeting us at Siren FM. The Grammy Hall of Fame members ABBA have done so much in their careers, I have no need to explain to you how influential they became to the music industry. So let's get on with the show. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM.
I wanted to know some more, and now I know what they mean.
In the United States, Honey Honey was released as ABBA's follow-up single to Waterloo, and it became their second top 40 hit. In Europe, ABBA reached the top 10 in Germany, Austria, and Sweden with this track. However, in the UK, this was not released as a single. Instead, Ring Ring was released as the follow-up to Waterloo. Sweet Dreams, who were two British session singers, Tony Jackson and Polly Brown, took the opportunity to record it and reach number 10 on the UK charts. Their version was also released in the US, where it reached number 68. In Sweden, where it became the B-side to Waterloo, ABBA recorded the song in Swedish, and it was the last official recording by the group in their native tongue. We continue our journey into the life and music of ABBA, but first, here's how you can get in touch.
Want to have your say?
Have your 15 minutes of fame?
Or just say hello?
Hello.
Getting in touch is easier than ever. Text us on 07797 800 716.
Drop us an email to studio@sirenonline.co.uk.
Or find us on social networks like Facebook and Twitter.
Just search for Siren FM.
Have your voice heard on your community radio station.
Siren 107.3 FM.
The 1975 classic ABBA track, I Do, I Do, I Do, I Do, was one of their many tracks featured in the 2008 critical and financial success musical movie Mamma Mia, based off the 1999 stage show. A fun fact to learn is that Pierce Brosnan, who starred in the movie, had no idea what the project was about when he signed on. The producers told him that it was being filmed in Greece, and Meryl Streep was starring. Brosnan said that he would have signed on for anything involving Streep, describing her as that gorgeous blonde I fancied terribly in drama school. Oh, Piers, let's carry on with the show. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM. SOS by ABBA is the only top 20 hit in history in which the title of the song and the name of the artist are both palindromes. And if you don't know what that means, I didn't either, so I don't blame you. But I went to Google and I found out that that means that they spell the same thing forwards and backwards. In a 2009 interview on the Mark Radcliffe and Stuart McConey show on BBC Radio 2, Pete Townsend of The Who revealed that this was one of his favourite records. He added that he first heard it in an Australian taxi and it acted as a soothing balm at the height of The Who's 1970s stadium touring mania. As amazing as the song is, the band have bad memories of laying down this song. They recalled to The Sun in 2013, when we recorded SOS, Frieda and I were very tired of the choruses. I don't know how many times we had to sing them to make them big, but we'd had enough of the song that day. Well, I'm glad you persevered, guys, because it became a classic tune for years to come. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM, and you can't resist this next track. In a great example of lyrical dissonance, this infectiously catchy tune contains very sad lyrics dealing with the heartbreak and the pain of letting someone go who you wish you could have back. This attention to lyrics, at least the English ones, was new for ABBA. Bourne explained, in the beginning, lyrics were sort of a necessary evil for us, just something that you had to have to sing. Usually it was about looking out for a hook line and then building something around that. But by the third album, when my grasp on English had got much better because we travelled a lot, I began to think that it would be fun to say something as well, and that people would listen to what we sang. You're listening... The catchy xylophone-like hook that sets up the song was played on a marimba, an instrument of African origin similar to the xylophone, but with wooden bars. Benny found a marimba in the studio and began playing it to see what it sounded like. He liked the sound it made and began using it with a TikTok effect. Remember, if you want to text in, you can do on 07797 800 716. Grab a pen because it's coming again. 07797 800 716, or you can tweet us at Siren FM. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM. Tonight we pay tribute to ABBA.
Shining there for you and me, for liberty, Fernando. Though we never
ABBA member Frida originally recorded this song in Swedish on her solo album Frida Ensam, which translates to Frida Alone, in 1975. They then recorded an English version as a group the following year. However, the song does not appear on any studio album, only their greatest hits collections. This was the biggest selling single in Australian chart history until it was overtaken by Elton John's Candle in the Wind in 1997. The male members of ABBA, Benny Andersson and Vaughn Alvarez, wrote this song, and the group's manager, Stig Andersson, which is a much easier one to say, also got a songwriting credit for it, which he did on many of their songs. It's time for another great tune now. I'm going to hear you singing along, tapping your feet, dancing wherever you are in the world for Dancing Queen.
You are the dancing queen.
Whether it's feel the beat of the tambourine or eating Chinese with Mr. Bean, Dancing Queen is an iconic tune that everyone sings a different version to. In fact, this came to top of a 2014 poll conducted by Blimpbox concerning the most commonly misheard lyrics in pop. 22% of the poll admitted that they had mistaken the lyrics "See That Girl, What That Scene, Digging the Dancing Queen" for "See That Girl, Watch Her Scream, Kicking the Dancing Queen." I've never heard that one before. Really? 22% of you out there? So that's like one of you out there? One of my listeners? Oh, anyway, never mind. Number one around the world, ABBA recorded this about a year before it was released. It was written and recorded around the same time as Fernando, which was chosen as the single. They knew Dancing Queen would also be a hit, so they held it until the album was released before issuing it as a single. When Benny first played Frida the song's backing track, she burst into tears, and she said, "That was before me and Agnetha had even sung it," she smiled to The Guardian. "I knew it was absolutely the best song ABBA had ever done." According to the BBC Radio 2 DJ Chris Evans, when this song was played at the Windsor Castle event, Queen Elizabeth II said, "I always try to dance when this song comes on, because I'm the Queen and I like to dance. Good evening, Your Majesty. I hope you're enjoying the show. And if the Queen's endorsement isn't quite enough for you, what about these guys?"
Hello, I'm Rich Herring.
Hi, this is Mark Kermode.
Hi, I'm James Martin.
Hello, this is John Craven, and glad you're listening to Siren.
Siren FM.
Siren FM.
You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM.
I'm Dave Myers.
And I'm Cy King.
And we're the Hairy Bikers.
On Siren FM.
Bing bong.
Money, money, money.
At the time ABBA recorded this in 1976, they had plenty of money, money, money. The song, however, deals with what it's like to be poor in a rich man's world. This song reached number one in Australia, Belgium, France, Mexico, Netherlands, New Zealand, and West Germany. However, it didn't reach the top 50 in the US. ABBA had very few appearances towards the top of the charts stateside, but are still remembered fondly over there for the couple of hits that did make it to prominence. But I hope this evening we've been able to stick a few more catchy classics into the brains of our listeners from across the pond. You know it's worth it, and good news! If you love ABBA, next week, same time, same place, we'll be continuing our dive into the Swedish Legends discography. Following at Siren Legends on Twitter will help you get more updates on that. So make sure you come back here next week. But we've still got time for a few more tracks. You're listening to Legends on Siren FM. Born of ABBA came up with Knowing Me and Knowing You at a time when the relationships within the group were strained, and his lyric reflected that. He said, "I think I wrote Knowing Me, Knowing You before the divorce. In many ways, Agnetha and my divorce was an amicable one. We just grew apart and decided let's split up. Benny and Frieda's was a little more difficult. It was not a happy time, but still very creative. This is a serious song by ABBA, probably a turning point in their career. You can see a definitive transition in ABBA's sound here, as they're beginning to leave the bubblegum behind and start touching on serious issues such as divorce. One can't help but wonder if there was a foreshadowing of the divorces that would end up splitting the group up just a short few years later. But let's not delve into that quite yet. Let's keep the iconic hits coming, because that's the name of the game here on Legends on Siren FM. Paul and Benny were both admirers of Stevie Wonder and had been listening to his then-current album, Songs in the Key of Life. They began working on a new song with a working title, A Bit of Myself, in which the bass line was similar to a slowed-down version of Stevie Wonder's I Wish. This formed the core of the song, and the rest was then built up as a six-part harmony structure, becoming their most complex composition yet. When the band's manager, Stig Anderson, heard the track, he suggested The Name of the Game as the song's new title. It topped the UK charts, but in all other territories where ABBA were at the time successful, it fell short at the top spot. The Fugees sampled the bass and synthesizer from this for their 1997 hit Rumble in the Jungle. This was the first time ABBA allowed one of their songs to be sampled. I'm going to take a moment to pull the curtain back a little bit here. This is actually my first time sitting behind a mic for Siren FM in almost 2 months. You won't have known much of a difference recently, but I'm now producing from home. It may take a few weeks to get used to the format and get the structure right, but hopefully the changes will be minimal. And if you're a regular listener, welcome back. And if you're a new listener, thanks for taking a chance on me.
If you change your mind,
take a chance,
I'm the first
chance,
in line,
take a chance, take a chance,
honey,
take a
I'm still
chance,
free,
take a chance,
take a chance on me,
take a chance,
if you need
chance,
me,
chance,
let
chance,
me know,
take
gonna
take
be
chance,
around,
chance, take a chance,
if you got your
chance,
place
chance,
to go, when you're feeling down, if you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown, honey, I'm still free, take a chance on me.
Take a chance on me.
We can go dancing.
enjoyed jogging, and he has revealed that once on a run, he sang a Took a Chance-style rhythm to himself. This evolved into the line, Take a Chance on Me, around which he wrote the rest of the song. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Legends on Siren FM, paying tribute to ABBA. If you want to listen back to this episode or any of our previous episodes, you can do by going to the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. You can find me on Twitter at KaiJValentine, the show at Siren Legends, or on our Facebook, facebook.com/SirenLegends. Basically, go to social media sites, type in Siren Legends, and you should find us somewhere. A big thanks to Ryan back in the studio for helping set this week's episode up. Make sure you come back next week for even more ABBA hits. But we end this week's episode with, well, the only way that we can, by saying thank you for the music. Stay tuned to Siren 107.3 FM.